morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. UPD. You're an athletic family. Bob Marley's here. He's at the Tempe Improv this weekend.
Morning.
And welcome, sir.
Thank you, guys. I just did a cough on air. I should have hit my cough button.
It's all right. You're
got
fine.
I didn't realize that was – am I unregulated already?
Yeah. You're out. You're done. You're going to lose your license for that garbage.
I might be getting a touch of the bug.
Be professional, Bob.
It is the season.
Were talking about your kids or your whole family, superstar water skiers.
Well
– it's true.
We ski. If you don't know anything about water skiing and I go water skiing with you, you're like, oh, he's good.
Yeah.
But if you know anything at all about water skiing, I'm marginal at best.
No kidding?
Yeah.
You're like laying sideways.
But you can showboat with the best of them.
I can get out there and skim it hard. First tournament I ever did, dude, I went out around the first buoy. I made the first buoy turn, and my shorts came halfway down. I crashed at the second buoy and rolled out, and there was guys on the dock going, "Here's who's that new guy out there? He's not looking so sharp." I was like, thank you.
You know, wear the wetsuit now, just in case you're your dingler. You don't want that thing.
Oh, dude, no. That you got to keep the member in place.
Right.
Right? Dad and the two boys. You don't want them to go missing.
No.
Which is ironic, because that was last year's advice for you, to the people, to keep your labia in place, because your sister shot out during Thanksgiving dinner. People are emailing me still.
The liver was out.
Ask him if he still has labia problems with his sister. I'm
my mother pulled her shoulder, ripped her shoulder.
Yeah.
Her labrum.
Torn labrum.
Yeah, she called me and said, "Bobby, I ripped my labia." I go, "How'd you do that?" Word for word. "I was playing tug of war with the dog." I'm like, "Jeez, Ma, what are you pulling with? That ain't right. I mean, come on."
She's trying to win a strongman competition.
Oh, my God.
He loves those pig ears.
It's insane.
Trying to pull the 747 with that thing.
She called me yesterday because she got her flu shot, so she had to call me.
Sure.
"I got my flu shot, Bobby. I got it over at the Shaw's grocery store." I'm like, is it just me? Are we getting a little comfortable on the administration of flu shots? Right. Remember back in the day, it had to be like in a medicinal environment?
Yes.
Like usually with a guy with a smock and a clipboard?
Yeah. Now they're outside the store.
Just some kind of swab or something. It wasn't like at the salad bar at the Sizzler. You know, you reach for the bacon bits, he just sticks you with a needle. You're over at the Golden Corral getting some yogurt. Gotcha. What's that? It's your flu shot. You're fine.
And shingles, too. They'll give you shingles
the
in the middle of the aisle for pop.
Shingles, dude. My mother had the shingles.
Oh, my dad had it last year.
Vicious. So we went to Vegas years ago to see Wayne Newton. Uh-huh. And my mother goes, "I want to see Wayne Newton. I want to see Newton." My dad goes, "Hey, there we go. Not going to be happy, Bob, until we go see Newton." So we're sitting there, and he's miserable. My dad's miserable. And it's bring your own beers to see Wayne Newton. BYOB.
Really?
Yeah, you can bring him in from the casino. So everybody, it's like every, you know, piece of white trash in America is there with a bucket of beers. And they're all going, woo! Everybody's got like flip-flops and shorts on. Woo! Wayne Newton. We're sitting there. He comes out, "Don't go say." And my mother goes, Wayne, over here. So he comes off the stage and starts kissing my mother.
Oh, my God.
And my dad was, he tried to get up. He's Irish. He goes, "Here we go. All right. Come on, Fig." Called him Fig. He just responded, "Fig." So he stood up. He's like, here we go.
It's go time.
So we get back to Maine like 3 days later, and my dad calls me. He goes, "You ready for this, Bob? You ready?" I go, "What's going on?" He goes, "Your mother's in the hospital." I go, what happened?" He goes, "She's got the shingles." I go, "How did that happen?" He goes, "Why don't you ask Wayne Newton?" I go, "Dad, shingles is not a sexually transmitted disease. Something happened out there, Bob. What happened in Vegas did not stay in Vegas."
That filthy Wayne Newton.
She brought it home with her. She's like a lady of the evening. God, Masha, clean it up a little bit. My sister broke her leg a couple weeks ago.
Oh, how's she doing?
Undisclosed incident.
Okay. Don't know how or why?
I don't know. I asked.
Yeah.
I asked. My mother goes, "Well, you know how she is."
Broken leg?
I go, "I don't know how she is." "Who's she, Papillon?" I go, "I don't know. I don't know how she is." And she goes, "Oh, well, you know." And I go, "No, I don't know." That's my mother's Irish Catholic way of saying, "Well, you know, she likes a few starters in the morning."
She's a drunk.
Yeah, she cranks a couple natty lights. You know, occasionally they have a fall or whatever. She goes, "I need you to come over here, Bobby. She might need your help." I go, my help with what? She goes, I don't know. And she goes, bathing maybe? Oh. I go, bathing? I'm not bathing my sister. Weird. I got a pickup truck. She can lay down in the back. I'll drive her through the car wash or something. But I'm not.
Take a couple of sharp turns.
Oh, my God, dude. It never ends with those two. Insanity. I had them up. My mother's birthday. My mother calls me. And she goes, well, it's my birthday coming up, as you know. And I'm like, yeah, I've been thinking about it nonstop, Ma. Nonstop. I'd really love to go to Ireland, Bobby. I go, I know, Ma. I want to be a pirate. So, your turn.
Yeah. What? Now you're the go-to guy.
I'm not going. You're paying for it.
I don't have Ireland money. I'm working at the Improv tonight. It's next to a nail salon.
Right.
Making, in a strip mall. And you know what I mean? There's like a Hoodooba sandwich.
Qdoba. Qdoba.
Yeah, they're good, but I don't know how to pronounce it. Could we put a vowel in there somewhere or less consonants? Qdoba.
Get that water skiing down. Make some money in competition.
Yeah.
There you go. Start your new trade.
I want to go to Ireland, Bobby, or at least, well, take me on a pontoon. I haven't been out this summer. So we go out. We rent a pontoon boat, 10 horsepower.
Strong.
Yeah, power horse. Yeah. Me, my mother, and my sister, and my kids. And my sister goes, Bobby, stop. Stop at the Irving. I go, why? That's like a Circle K, like right. A gas station. I just got to run in there and go to the bathroom, which is code for, you know, I'm going to bring my backpack in and buy a gallon of vodka. And my kids are like, what's she doing in there? I'm like, I don't know. You know, she's getting lubed up for the boat ride or whatever. So we set sail. Well, we don't set sail. It's a 10 horse. We push off, you know, from the dock. We're like 3 hours down the lake. We're probably a mile and a half away. It took us 3 hours.
15 miles an hour,
forever.
Maybe.
Oh, it's forever. Max. It's forever. Seven. And we're sitting there. My sister comes up and she goes, Bobby, you know Mom's not going to make this whole ride. And I go, what do you mean she's going to die on the pontoon? She's not going to make it. Do you have any idea at all what I'm talking about, Bobby? I go, I don't. She's got wicked bad IBS.
Oh.
And if you're not familiar with IBS, it's irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah.
And that means you don't know when you're going to drop a deuce.
Right. It just happens.
Right. You got to go.
Yeah, I think I have to go, and oops, I think I might have just gone. That's the vibe.
The good news of that, though, catfish are jumping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to fish.
That's chumming the fish.
So I said, well, what are we going to do? And she goes, she's not going to make it back to that marina, Bobby. So I go, oh, my God. So I pull up, true story, I pull up to a guy's dock in Maine. I knock on the door. He comes over, he goes, how you doing? And I go, good. You don't know me, but could my mother take a dump at your place? Only in Maine, the guy goes, yep, come on in. I was
right here.
Dude, the strangest part is when we're walking up the dock, my mother goes, Bobby, don't tell him this is an emergency. Don't tell him it's an emergency. What am I to tell him, Ma? We've always admired your place, and every time we drive by, my mother's like, oh, my God, if I could just take a dump in that place. That'd be on my bucket list.
She's got a week to live. We got to get this done.
Yeah, we've really got it. Every time we drive, there it is. Oh, my God. Oh, my final dumping spot. Jeez, man.
Imagine the next time you're on there, you have to drop them off a gift.
Insane.
Yeah, did you give them anything? How do you? What's the protocol on that?
You bow out. You do that thing where you kind of go, all right.
All right, then. We're done here.
Thank you. And we want to your contingency. Your contingency of thank you, your group of people.
Beautiful house. Beautiful house.
You're just
house.
Stammering. You don't even know what you're saying. And those are good timbers. We got to
get nice timber.
We got to head out. Insane.
You're all done. Wrap it up, Mom.
She called me this summer, Bobby. First of all, my mother never finishes a story. Every story with my mother starts out, oh, jeez, last, I want to say Friday. Okay, then just say Friday. Right, we're not litigating.
Yeah.
Unless we're conducting a homicide investigation, just spit it out. Could have been Wednesday because I got my hair done and I bought some pork. And every story ends the same way. Oh, geez, what was I going to say to you, Bobby? I don't know. Oh. Anyway, she calls me and she goes, all your rats are here. Swing on down. I'm not going down there. I said to her, I go, maybe I'll try, Ma. There's like eight of them down there. I go, but in my head, I'm not going down to the Irish Catholic Guilt Distribution Center to visit the Sea of Pessimism. I'm not going down there. You know how people get when they get old, right? They sit in the living room in the middle of the day, one ceiling fan, ripping Pall Malls like they're not making anymore.
All, you know, agreeing with their misery.
Yeah, and just saying stuff out of nowhere. I don't know anymore. I don't know. Did you see that? Yeah, I saw that. Yelling at the Wheel of Fortune. Oh, my God. It's Benjamin Franklin. How do they not know, Masha? Oh, my God. My Aunt Teresa screams at them on the bonus round because they don't get they don't choose the right letters.
Right. Yeah, the five. Yeah.
Five plus four.
Who picks a W to start? R-S-T-L-N-E. Oh, my God, Masha. Swing on down, Bobby. Oh, yeah, I'll be right down. I'm not going down.
You light
there.
Up that room when you go in there. Bobby!
She called me. My mother called me. She goes, Bobby, I don't think I'm going to make it out of the house here this morning. I'm like, are you being held captive with Liam Neeson or something? Could you stop over at the donut store and get a dozen of those Stars and Stripes donuts for us? It was the 4th of July.
Right.
Word for word. I'll get the money back to you. You liar. You're a liar. You're never going to get the money back to me. You know what I mean?
I'm good for it.
Yeah. Do you have people like that that nickel and dime you to death? Well, you want to call them out like 2 weeks later? What if I said, Mark, could I have a word with you over here in the vestibule for a moment? What is it, Bobby? Do you have that $4.48 for the Stars and Stripes? Well, you're kind of being a jerk, aren't you, Bobby? I don't know. Am I being a jerk or are you being a liar? Because you said you were going to get the money back to me.
Hold them accountable,
Bob. Now you
Bob.
Become the bad guy. Yeah.
She's not getting it back. What's she going to be on her deathbed? Bobby, come here. Come closer. I got your donut money ready. Just before I die.
It's been in my gown.
Yeah. So I go into the donut shop. You know how they have these local places where a couple different scenarios play out, right? So like the orders are coming out fast. The employees didn't go out the night before. Things are lining up. It's a weird algorithm that comes together once every 40 years. You're in line and you're actually going, my God, the line's moving.
Right.
Here we go. Like these coffee shops that are everywhere.
They're humming today.
Yeah. Or scenario number two, complete mess, which is what I walked into. One employee, the guy's, his pants are falling down. He's in the weeds. There's like 14 people on the line. He's looking at him going, He's yelling to employees that probably went home an hour ago. Betsy!
Couple of no-shows.
Yeah, Betsy! Betsy! He's scrambling hard, right? So there's an older lady in front of me, pulls out a lined piece of paper with cursive writing on it. Oh, my God, Paul Revere. Would you bring that on the Mayflower? Why don't you get a lamp? One if by glazed, two if by jelly.
We the people order.
Yeah, yeah, what's she going to make a proclamation? Hear ye, hear ye. He goes, what do you need? And she goes, okay, let's see what's going on with me here this morning. She has a conversation with herself. Right. What am I doing? Let's see.
What's going on?
Yeah, she's ordering stuff. I don't even know what coffee is anymore. Order a black coffee and get out of the way. Oh, my God, C-Hag. Right, she goes, I need four mocha hoka chocas. And the guy goes, oh, my God. Teresa! Betsy! He goes, do you want the whipped cream and the fudge sauce? Yes, I do. When did the coffee shop become Friendly's ice cream?
Oh,
It's milkshakes.
You shouldn't suck in 4,000 calories before breakfast tubs.
But coffee's good for you.
My God. You wonder why your pants don't fit on Sunday. You took in 200,000 calories in coffee this week, Tubbs McGee. Oh. And every coffee takes 4 hours to make. He's like. Hey. Oh. Whoop. Okay, there's one. She's ordering stuff. I don't even know what she's ordering. I need a frittata and a culata and two kuna matatas.
I'm like, what the?
Large black coffee for Blob?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I
the
step
names
up.
Are never right.
The guy's got a beard behind the counter. And I don't care if you got a beard. That's fine. Just stay away from my food. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's pubes on your face.
But does the beard net make it better?
Yeah,
do you feel better about
he's
the
food being
He's got
the net like he's trolling
net?
For jumbo shrimp or something. My God, dude. Shave your beard or you can't pass the donut holes through the little window.
You're not on the food line.
Yes. Unbelievable. Because when you have a beard, it's fine, but it's pubes on your face. You know, feel your hair, right? Feel your beard, feel your dink hairs. One of these things isn't like the other, and it's your hair.
And eventually, they all manage to fall off every night.
Right,
now and then.
Right. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Your dink hairs and your beard hair feel the same. I know because I had a beard.
You conditioned
dink
them,
hair on your
yeah,
face.
Yeah, I got both. That's yeah. all. It is.
It's just dink hair misplaced.
That's all it is, dude. And he was itching hard too. He was itching. That's got to be meth.
That's a terrible. Oh,
that's meth, right? Meth.
I think so.
I'm not trying to be mean here. I'm just saying, what are the chances he fell into a patch of poison ivy an hour before his shift and scabbed up? There ain't none.
Maybe it was an allergic reaction to something he took that day.
Oh, my God.
It could be. It could be. But he was itching hard, you know. And I got a Diet Coke. I put it on the counter. And as I'm making my final approach, I see him itch the crotch. Yeah. But he changed his face.
digging in.
Oh, yeah. Digging in. Like, this itches more. He grabs my Diet Coke by the top.
Oh,
and he goes, whoop, whoop, whoop.
No lid.
He goes, that it? No, that. I mean, that's not it. I'm going to go get another Diet Coke now, one that doesn't have your dink on it. My God, dude.
That's dink fresh.
Yeah, why don't you just stick it between your butt cheeks and rub it around?
You what realize that I have not asked you a question yet.
Yes.
I have not said a thing to you. Honestly,
haven't seen you guys. It's good to see you guys.
You got problems? I've got problems.
I love when Bob Marley shows up. It's Tempe Improv if you want to go. TempeImprov.com. Right next to Nail Salon, 480-921-9877. Yeah, I just sit and stare. Like, you're a marvel.
Oh, dude.
Bob Marley. How's it going Thanksgiving again right around the corner?
Oh, dude.
Here we go.
Mess.
Are you going back?
I'm going to be there, and we're going to have it at my house. I'm done.
Have you announced no labias? No labias.
Right. Labia-free. Right.
Labia-free Thanksgiving.
My nana's going to be there, 94.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's at the age now where you put her someplace, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, she shows up, nana's here. Where do you want to put her? Put her over by the coats.
She no longer skis.
No, she's not out skiing anymore. But she was skiing until she's like 78.
That's amazing.
She's out there ripping it hard.
Since the 90s.
Yeah.
But you place her when she arrives.
We place her. She's there, and Cousin Wayne will be there.
Oh, good.
5'4", 372. Not a fan of salad. My sister will be there with some, you know. Actually, she's doing good because she got that no drink shot in the rear end.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, Bobby.
And it works?
It works.
It works. Oh, my God, dude.
It's heroin, isn't it?
She went from Otis Campbell to, like, remember Otis Campbell on Mayberry?
Yeah, yeah.
So she came to the house. She goes, hi, Bob. How you doing? How's things? I was like, my God, what, do you own a car dealership? My God. She came out of nowhere. She looks unbelievable. Yeah. That's going to be weird having her in control.
Is her boyfriend, husband still around?
No.
They're done.
Oh, yeah. The guy with the glass eye?
Yeah, the glass eye.
Yeah. They didn't see eye to eye. We couldn't leave that on the table. They'll be there, but we don't.
So she's available.
But my Aunt Teresa always wants to have it, but she's a liar. Right? So I don't like her because she says.
She's just throwing it out there.
Bobby, come to the house at 2 o'clock. We're all going to eat it too. So you budget your day based on that, right? Like, my kid's like, Dad, I'm starving. No, you can't eat anything. Aunt Teresa said 2 o'clock. We're going to eat it too. And that's. Don't eat anything. You get over there at 2 at 7:30 p.m. You're huddled in the corner with the other survivors, licking the bottom of a peanut bowl. Have you heard anything about food? Are they moving us to a different location? What will happen?
Where's Grandma?
Yeah.
You could eat Grandma.
She's almost dead, so she's almost dead, so she's trying to get rid of all of her stuff.
Oh,
every time
man.
I go over there, she's trying to give me stuff. You know what I mean? Bobby, come down to the cellar for a minute. Could you use a wooden beaver collection? I don't believe so.
Never know you had one.
I have no use for this anymore. When did you ever, really? How about a stationary bike without a seat on it? Could you use one of those? Yeah, probably not.
I love Grandma.
You know how they see you coming and they just look out the window? Oh, this dummy will take a bunch of this crap. I got to get rid of this place.
My dad's kind of going through that too because he's 85.
Whoa.
And like the collection that you have, I got a call the other day and he's like, I'm leaving you a knife collection.
Yeah.
You get that gem.
I got this call from my mother.
Bobby, in case anything happens to me, there's a bunch of quarters up in the sugar bowl.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Ma. That'll be a windfall.
We did a thing yesterday where you found out Ohio State did a study that said The amount of sexual partners you have is shockingly, through the study, similar to the amount your mother had.
Wow.
It's almost – a correlation was unbelievable. 7,000 people studied. And
my mother,
like,
hooked up with four people?
That's right. You got at least four under your belt? So does she.
Wow.
Do you know them?
That's interesting because I'd have to think, you know, girlfriends and stuff. I always thought of my mother just with my dad.
Exactly. And that's, you know, what you, that's okay. But you got to think.
He died, and my mother's like, you know, well, your father was the only one for me, you know. Right. Apparently not.
No. Mm-hmm. She's got a couple under her belt you don't know about.
She was probably, you know, maybe old Earl Peterson up the road. Just checking in on you, Masha. Making sure everything's okay.
Good woman. Good woman.
Did you, was there ever any scandal in your hometown? Maybe mom was interested in another fella?
No.
Dad interested in another woman?
No. My dad was, you know, 6'3", 360.
Oh, yeah. No,
like,
yeah.
That's not.
That's not an affair worthy man.
That's not cunning. That's not a cute look. No. You know what I mean? No woman's going, I like the way those polyester slacks ride up to his nipples. I like how he's a little bit sweaty and slightly angry. I like how that Terradyn 100 cigarette hanging off his lip has 4 inches of ash, and all that smoke is going into his eye. I like the undertone of Irish anger.
His squint from the smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Classy.
My dad was big, but he was stealth. You know what I mean? Like, he
quiet.
Could – we would fight. We're Irish. We'd always fight in the house, all the kids. You know what I mean?
Right.
My cousins would come over. We'd be fighting. My dad would come out of nowhere, stealth, and just kick you in the rear end. You thought you'd split a new fat locker. I'm like, I think I got two places to go now. You know, and you'd grab your whole carriage.
Yeah,
you know
hold the whole thing.
The whole undercarriage, you'd go, oh, my God. And he would look at you with a cigarette, and it would bob up and down, the cigarette, with the smoke flying, and the ashes flying everywhere, and he'd go, you want another one? I don't think so.
I'm good.
You never have to ask, by the way, ever again. I'm never going to get to a point where I'm like, do I ever? I never thought you'd ask. Come on, get a running start. Go for a big one on this one.
Imagine that.
Try to take
That's
my right
where
testicle
I knew Bob
off.
Was big. Different.
Yeah.
Do you feel that you've passed on some of your father's traits? To, like, you're doing it. And you see yourself, your dad, your dad.
I do got a little twitch when the big one starts beating up the little one,
right?
Because I got one kid that's 6'2". He's like a 155. He's a rugged kid.
Yeah.
All of my kids are black belts in karate.
Is that true?
Yes. My daughter's second degree. She's doing now. They're doing Krav Maga stuff.
Yeah.
Israeli jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, I love it.
My wife goes, when are they going to need close range disbursement, Bob? And I go, well, I don't know. You know, you don't know.
You never know.
You never know when someone gets, hey, who are you? Like, that Kavanaugh guy was on TV, and I said to my daughter, what do you think of this? And she goes, that would never happen to me.
Yes.
She goes, I would dress him up like a turkey if that did happen. You know what I mean?
Not a victim.
Yes. Emmanuel.
Yeah. Are you all interested in that?
No, I don't. No.
Just let them defend you.
You got the protection.
I've got skill anyway, verbal skills.
Yeah,
or
you
know,
get out of it.
Oh, I do. And you ever been in a situation where you're uncomfortable and you start lying, you start compromising your own morals?
Constantly.
You're like with a big guy, he's drinking, he's a little bit hammered, he's got that twitch in his eye. He's like, I'll tell you what, one more thing. And you're like, I'm with you. And you're like, no, I'm not. I got to get out of here. I got to go to the bathroom and climb out the window.
You just go with
but
what,
I got to watch this first.
Go with what keeps you from getting your ass kicked.
So they'll all be there for Thanksgiving. They're going to be over there, and my mother will be there. Inevitably, we'll begin to talk about medical issues at the supper table.
Have to.
You know, different levels of gangrene and whatever happens. Zero filter. This is my mother, word for word. A week ago, we're having supper. My 10-year-old's there with six of his little buddies from the neighborhood. Bobby, did you hear about Phyllis Peterson? No, I didn't, Ma. And I probably don't want to right now. Well, they put a stent in her vagina. Oh, my God, Ma. Thanks for that. Appreciate that update. Hey, boys,
why?
Did you hear that?
Pass the cranberry.
You boys know Phyllis Peterson, Grammy's friend. Well, now you have a good image. She goes, well, I'm just letting you know for when you see her. When I see her, you want me to address it with
Phyllis,
her?
Phyllis, how's the stint?
Yeah, Phyllis, how's it going? What's going on? Yeah. What are you doing? Drain the swamp?
I'm hearing things.
You're flowing?
Phyllis, can I get a selfie with you in that stent? Let me get my selfie stick out here.
It's like a grilled cheese with a straw in it.
Oh, my God. Oh, dude, she called me this morning because I –
Phyllis?
Not Phyllis, my mother.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say you
did get
bonded.
A selfie.
Hi, Bobby. I saw you take that picture.
You want more?
My mother called me because I have a pickup truck with a plow on it. And all you ladies listening, just remain seated. Don't rush down to the station. I mean, where I'm from, that's usually terms for fighting off ladies. Once you are now, like I have a pickup, and I don't have a yellow plow. Right. A yellow plow is very bush league.
Rookie. Yeah.
Red?
Stainless steel.
Oh, beautiful.
V plow. Oh. With the wings. They come in.
That's extra cheddar right there.
I can crop.
There's your side money.
I can crop. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can do a lot. I can back drag. Every time it snows.
It's a double wake.
Yes, it is. I drive by the Dunkin' Donuts real slow. I love Dunk, and I wave to the ladies that work in there, and I flare the wings for them.
My God. Oh, my God. Charlene.
Pudding.
Bob's here. He's flaring the wings.
Drain your stint.
My mother calls me last night. She didn't know I'm out here in the AZ. She calls me word for word on the phone.
Bobby, are you going to come over and plow me tomorrow?
Oh, God.
Well, first, I'm going to throw up in my own mouth.
Well, because I really need to be plowed. I might need to be plowed twice, once tonight and once in the morning. If you can't do it, can you send one of your friends over to plow me?
It's coming hard.
I heard Mike does a good job. He plowed my friend Beverly, and that is all she talks about. She said he didn't tear up her lawn, and he pushed it all the way to the back. I don't like it all the way to the back. My God, I got to go, Ma.
Jeez. Insanity, dude.
Oh, you can record that.
Oh,
they got a ton. They got a ton of snow back there right now. It's getting
bad. It's getting crushed. The nor'easter hit early, huh?
Yeah, my wife wasn't happy. Called me this morning. My kid called me at like 3:30.
You could be delayed this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm delayed every weekend. My kid called me at 3:30 this morning in the hotel room. He goes, "Hey, Dad, guess what?" I go, "What?" He goes, "I don't have school."
What's wrong with him?
I go, "Hey, guess what? It's 3:30 out here, rubberhead. What are you doing? My God, I'm so excited. I don't have school."
You got to get that fixed.
Yeah.
Is that the 11-year-old or the?
Yeah, it's the 11-year-old. Oh, okay. He's missing the tooth, so he's got this. Dude, I'm on the – they fight, as I was saying before, and I was on the toilet last week. They like to fight when I'm on the toilet. It's weird.
Because they know you can't drop kick them.
Right. They wait till I'm
session.
What's the word? Sequestered.
Yeah.
So I'm in there, and I hear the big one. What? No. And I hear the little one going – and I hear the big one. And I hear the kid go, "Dad, seriously? When are you coming out?" I don't know, dude. I'm on Facebook right now. My legs are numb. Do you ever get on the toilet and you get on Facebook and your legs get numb?
Too long.
Yeah, and you start getting the line from the toilet seat on your fat locker. You get up, your legs are like a deer on the ice. Whoa! You okay?
Yep, I was on the crapper on Facebook.
Dad, what's that standard imprint on your back?
Oh, my God, dude. That and that YouTube, that'll suck a day off your hide. I went on there last week.
I changed the oil on a riding lawnmower. 14 hours later, I'm like, look at this naked guy riding a llama.
Gee. Insanity.
And that's what the kids are into, man.
Yes.
Oh, my YouTube.
God. Oh, watching it. Yeah. They don't even watch TV anymore.
And the kids want to be YouTube stars. That's like a new thing. Like, they don't want jobs. They want to be YouTube stars.
Yeah. That's a big thing. Yeah. They go to the comedy clubs and do these shows in the afternoon.
Yeah, now they're selling out. Like, just showing up, opening presents and stuff. That's a show.
It is pretty awesome.
It's amazing.
I mean, you know.
I just didn't think of it. So
I didn't either. I know. Like, I'm going to do something.
Yeah. I can open presents.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
That's a show.
Well, I'm going to talk about, phone covers. Yeah. This one's a G27. It's pretty good.
Sold out!
By the way, I'm going to be over at the Chuck Chuck's in Omaha at noon on Saturday. You can get a Golden Corral buffet ticket and come see me.
Then does it make you feel – and we have a second show.
Yeah.
The noon show.
Yeah,
sold
the
out.
Showing.
Sold out.
The noon showing.
Yeah.
We can actually do that now in New England where I live. We're doing a bunch of holiday shows, but we can put them at 3 o'clock. Because we have daylight savings.
Oh, yeah.
So we've sold out a bunch. So we added some 5 o'clock shows. And my tour manager, Huggy Bear Keithley, my pimp, he's a big guy. I'll tell you about him in a second. But anyway, he goes, "I don't think of 5 o'clock." I go, "Dude, it's going to be dark at 5.
Yeah.
We have daylight savings, which is – you guys don't have that.
Yeah.
You guys are the smart people. We're the dumbest who came up with that?
Yeah.
Who was like, you know what would be awesome if I was sleeping at 4:41 in the morning and the sun would come through the curtains and take out my cones and rods? And then it would be great if it could get dark at 2:15 p.m.
my God, it's dark at like 3 o'clock. Yeah. You're like, what happened to us? You got to reset all the clocks. Like the one in your car is the worst one to reset.
You ever figure out how to do it? Go to the manual.
Yeah, you never reset the clock in your car when you're comfortably and safely seated in a parking lot.
What are you driving?
You're always careening. Yeah. Right, steering with your knee, trying to figure out the cryptic code that Ford's instilled into the dash. Power seek scan mode. Up, treble, up. My wife's like, Bob, you're going to kill us. I got to get the clock reset before we go over the cliff. They're going to need a time of death. My God.
Oh, my God. I could let you go forever. I think you would.
Oh, dude.
I think you would.
I love being here. It's Tempe Improv's a lot of fun.
I'm glad to have you.
They have two clubs now in this area. They have the Stand Up Live. Well, they got three.
They got another one opening up in about 2 weeks up there in North Scottsdale.
But I've always been at the Tempe Improv, and I love the customers there, the audience.
The customers. They're shopping while
you're
talking.
All of a sudden, I'm...
They're good customers.
All of a sudden, I'm a sales guy for Wex Intermotive. I love the customers when I get out there in the field. Get a chance to visit with them.
Bob's out front handing out carts. You need a cart?
Hi, folks. I've got my slacks on here at the convention. I'm staying at the hotel. Everyone's got a badge around there. And, you know, Phil Spector, General Admissions. Or what?
Wow. Phil Spector's out. Be careful.
I was on the elevator. I'm sitting.
He has to wear a badge. Yeah. It's like the law makes
I'm wearing a pair of ripped mesh gym shorts from Walmart. I'm barely getting into the elevator. And this guy looks at me and goes, are you with corporate? I go, yeah, I'm with corporate. I'm with corporate all the way. I go, I'll see you at the meeting. He goes, okay, then. Take care. I'm like.
Anybody can do it is basically what he just said.
Oh, yeah. I don't. But anyway, the people at the Improv, getting back, they're awesome. The staff is great. The club is great. The parking is great. A lot of clubs you go to, the parking's horrible. You can pull right up there, and it's unbelievable. And they've got a place next door to get supper if you want some supper.
Your nails done?
You can get the nails done downstairs. Used to be able to get the
I think they do jerk off at the end of the nail thing. I think Brady's right. I think that's what's great. And Bob will, too, if they don't. That's what the improv's good for.
There's a backup.
Go upstairs and get finished off. Just have reasonably clean dink hair.
Over.
Clean it up.
Clean up the dink hair.
All at the strip mall. One-stop shop. Come on, folks. Over to University Drive at Rural. 3000 Boulevard. One-stop shop. Head to toe, literally.
Oh, my God.
Bob, yeah,
Bob
thanks.
Is at the Tempe Improv, 480-921-9877. Leave us with words of wisdom, Bob. Teach the world something.
I just want to say happy Thanksgiving. And don't be liars to your families about the eating time. If you say you're going to have it at 2, then have it ready at 2. Don't be a dink.
A window. 15-minute window.
15-minute window.
Don't be a fistful of
dink
hair.
Fistful of dink hair is my favorite Eastwood movie.
Fistful
of dink hair, no doubt. Ooh. Best Western ever.
A lot of people ask, what's in my hand? Dink hair.
You know what you're thinking?
Does he have 5 dink hairs?
Yeah.
You feel four. Lucky.
Just smearing them.
You know what? You dry up and blow away like dried up dink hairs. Every day now, Marge behind the counter has been giving me a cup of dink hair.
Callahan, you're a loose cannon.
All right, Bob, thank you, as
thank
always.
Thank you, guys.
Bob Marley, everybody. Killing time for us on a Friday. It's 98 KUPD.
Whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
KUPD.